line. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
There, some of my ISDN equipment wasn't working, so we got off to a little rough start. But anyway, you're an internationally renowned clinician, researcher, author, and lecturer in the field of dissociation and trauma-related disorders. You also founded the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. Tonight, we're covering two books, basically, The CIA Doctors, and then there's Moon Shadows.
Right.
Tell us about... How did you get started in this field, and how did you develop these treatment centers and so forth?
Well, a few years back, when I was in elementary school, I decided to become a psychiatrist because I was just really interested in medicine in general and the mind and how it all works and trying to understand, you know, what makes people tick. So I've been planning to be a psychiatrist literally since I was like 9 or 10 years old. And then I... got kind of bored with high school and took a little detour. I was actually a high school dropout for about 7 years and then lived in England, lived in the Canadian Arctic, and then finally decided, okay, this is long enough. I got to get my high school finished, which I did. Went down to university in Canada, got into medical school, went into psychiatry training. And then in 1991, I moved to Dallas, where I've been ever since. And I kind of spliced into a program for people with really abusive childhoods that was being set up, which I've been running. We changed hospitals in about 1998 or so, but basically I've been running a trauma program in Dallas since 91. And then when I changed hospitals, the corporation I moved to had a hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I started up a program in 98. And then in 2000, I inherited an existing program owned by the same parent corporation in L.A. So I consult to and supervise and provide training for all three of these programs.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us this evening. You, in reading over your books and so forth, it seems like you've developed a holistic approach to this whole problem of mind and trauma and so forth. Would that be a accurate statement?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've got a whole... One of my other books is called The Trauma Model, and it's a comprehensive model for mental health problems and addictions, how they all fit together. And the basic idea is, instead of, you know, something wrong with a person's genes or something wrong with their brain or their brain chemicals, the majority, not everything, but the majority of what goes on in the mental health field is very understandable human reaction to bad stuff that's happened. And then there's a whole plan of doing psychotherapy that follows from that.
So When you're treating in this Moon Shadows book, let's talk about that first, because that's our latest book out. You have stories of trauma and recovery of individuals that have been your patients over the years, or you've experienced some very insightful ideas and stories there?
Yeah, most of the people who contributed to the book have been through my program, either in Dallas or the one in Michigan. And it's a whole series of chapters, and each chapter is written by a different woman, telling her story of trauma and recovery. And some people are pretty much finished with the recovery process. Some are, you know, well down the line, but not totally finished. And most of them have multiple personality disorder, which now is called dissociative identity disorder. But it's a just a whole bunch of very inspiring, very intelligently written, humorous, tragic stories of a lot of abuse, and then pulling yourself out of that and for real recovery that's possible.
The multiple personality disorder, there was a book called Sybil, by the entitled Sybil.
Right, right. Yeah,
I read that back as pretty far back whenever it first came out. Would that be a model for the very severely traumatized young children?
Yeah. And now, Sybil, of course, is a little bit more dramatic and a little bit more obvious a case than most cases. Most are a little bit more subtle and don't get picked up by psychiatrists because there's a lot of disbelief in it and controversy about it and disagreement about it in psychiatry. So most cases aren't quite as obvious, quite as flagrant as what you see in the movie. But that's the basic idea.
Yeah, in other words, now are there two aspects of this DID? Is there a dissociation there that is created through the trauma of alters? And also splitting up of the ideas themselves or the memory?
That's all kind of part of the same package. The basic idea is you've got a child who's completely overwhelmed, trapped in their family, can't escape, can't get to stop. If they even think of telling somebody, they're threatened that all kinds of bad stuff's going to happen. If they do tell, they're not believed. And a lot of the people are now in their 30s, 40s, so when they were kids, it was quite a ways back. There wasn't the awareness of child abuse. So for a whole variety of reasons, they were just trapped, couldn't escape, couldn't get it to stop. And so what are you going to do? Basically, you sort of divide and conquer internally. You split your mind up into bits and pieces. So one piece remembers this feeling, one remembers that memory, and no part of you has to handle it all in a unified fashion. So basically, the very, very intense imagining that somebody else is there take care of it for you.
Is there a natural way that this trauma, you know, influences the child at a young age? And then is there a scientific method that could be employed to actually do this in a scientific way?
Yeah, and that's been very well studied, and that's what the CIA mind control book is about. It's basically
okay. We've got to take a break here, and we'll be right back. We'll have about a 3-minute break. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Have you ever heard of the pioneer story in the 1800s called Blood River? Most today have not been told that story, but there was a day everyone was told and told the story of Blood River, at least in South Africa anyway. They were white South African pioneers of Dutch Afrikaner stock called the Boers, 460 of them that had to circle their slow-moving oxen-powered wagon train because they knew they could not outrun Shaka. Shaka was coming with 30,000 bloodthirsty, warring, raping, killing warriors. They were a well-trained, victorious warring tribe called the Zulus, led by a military genius of his own right called Shaka. 30,000 of them against 460. When the battle ended, the river literally ran red with the stain of blood. And when it was all over, 12,000 laid lifeless. 12,000 Zulus, but not one of the 460 were injured. How could this be? How could it happen? Well, it happened that the Boers did something just prior to the battle. Something that caused something else to happen in the sky. It's all quite a story. Hear it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, and tonight we have Dr. Colin Ross with us. He founded the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. Welcome back to our program,
hi,
Dr.
Hi.
Ross.
Excellent music, by the way.
Okay. You like that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have a little bit of my own creative stuff here at the end of each hour. We do have that special report coming in here in just a second. Would that be okay just to interrupt
sure,
the program
yeah, no,
just
I'd
for
like
a second?
To listen myself,
yeah, I think we have Richard on the line.
Yes, sir, George.
Thanks yeah, Richard, how are you doing up there? Are you and Alex up there in Virginia?
Absolutely. We're here in Chantilly, Virginia, from the West Hills Marriott as we speak. We went till 10 o'clock Eastern time with the most massive bullhorn I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean massive? How big was it?
It was just huge. It was the size of, a basketball. I think Alex is coming to the phone right now. Here's
okay.
Alex welcome. Right now.
We welcome you, Alex Jones, to the program.
George, I've got the We Are Change and all the Patriot Info Warriors out here speaking. Hey, Tom, as long as I get them each up here, we're live on Genesis Radio. I want you to repeat what you said, Tom. It's too important. I want you to go ahead and give your speech. Say it again about the, because I agree with your hierarchy. Yeah, repeat the same thing because it's not, because I've got everybody lined up here. We just got done bullhorning all these people, then I'll give you a report in a minute, George. But
okay.
I want all these great patriots to give you what's most important to them, you know, this essence of liberty and freedom with the spirit of freedom to tear against tyranny. And so here's Tom Foley. I'm going to hold the phone up while we're videotaping everybody for the web later as they give their thoughts of why they're here facing down these mass murderers. It takes great courage. So here's Tom. Tom, go ahead and say what you said again.
Okay, Tom.
I don't know this, by the way, but I'm an extra in the movie occasionally, and sometimes you have to do the scene twice, three times, 14 times. Pretend you didn't hear that stuff, okay? Because I'm going to do the same thing again. Okay. All right. One of the tragic things about when Paul Wellstone died was that he didn't get a chance to really say what he felt before he died about the truth of 9/11 and a lot of things. So now we'll never know his story. So, again, I don't know what's going to happen to me or to any of us here. But, again, I feel like I've lived a million lives because of the excitement I feel right now and how much alive I feel right now because of all you guys, okay? All right. I just want to say that I think the people at the top of the pyramid are the Rothschild banking dynasty, and the royal families, like the House of Orange, the House of Windsor, Saxe Coburg Gotha, okay? I think there's a problem, of course, with the Masons and all the different ways they facilitate their power. But I think the things we should focus on are the Council on Foreign Relations. A lot of Council on Foreign Relations put a fingerprint on 9/11, okay? Maurice Greenberg, David Rockefeller, things like that. Of course, you know, Pete Peterson. And the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers, okay? So we got, what's that, that quote by, God, was it Thoreau? For every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, one is hacking at the truth. We are here right now hacking at the truth. Okay?
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you. Hacking at the root. And again, live here on the radio. I want to get other people in here, George, but I don't want to take your show over. Do you want me to have Mr. Radowski over here to give a speech to everybody real fast, and then some of the other folks that are here tonight? Just here, here, just hold this up here as we get the audio good, Luke, and we'll also put this out on the Internet as well. But again, this is historic. Also, George, before we leave you, we have time. I'll give you a rundown of what happened here today. In fact, maybe Luke can do that now.
Yeah, give us a recap.
Today was an amazing day. We had 100 patriots outside the Bilderberg Conference, and we spoke truth to power like never before. This is unprecedented, and we have made history. This is the best feeling in the world. You feel more alive than you ever did fighting evil.
Congratulations.
Fighting evil and tyranny. We are right there, at least 20 feet away from the conference halls where the Bilderberg were meeting with the biggest bullhorn I ever saw in my life. The power bullhorn.
Jumbo horn,
power.
Huh?
And that's what we're always going to continue to do. Put ourselves on the line for the greater good. We risk our lives. We get death threats. We get harassed. We get provocateurs. But we will still stand up for this country because it's an idea. It's a belief of change, and we will never stop believing in change because it is all in us, in our spirit.
Okay.
Right, and to stand up against evil.
Well, that's great.
That's what we're doing here today. We just had Madeleine Albright come in here, run chased in here. We bullhorned her with about 3 bullhorns and 100 people screaming. She ran out. She didn't know what she was doing. Went on our block 2 times. You got great video of her there, and she left.
We ran
a criminal out of a secret institution. These people who come here, they have tinted windows. They put newspapers over their faces. They rule in secrecy. They don't want to be known that they're here. Madeleine Albright was exposed. She came. She knew she would be all over the Internet. She did not want to be there. So she did what she did. She came out, went around the block 2 times, then left so people could record her leaving. So nobody could say she was here because she doesn't want to admit she was here. Everybody's here. The top of media, the top of government,
the top bankers.
The
top of the pyramid. This is it.
This is the true 1% of the population that controls 90% of the world's wealth. And standing up to these people while we are all suffering, we are fighting for the greater good for all humankind and for everybody here and our families and our futures and our kids and our kids' kids. And we will never stop believing in change and truth and love. And that's what it's about. It's that
Okay, Alex.
Yes, sir, George.
Okay, well, give us a quick update. We got about 3-4 minutes here.
All right, let me give you a quick 3-minute rundown on what's happened.
Okay.
I got here Tuesday. We checked into the Marriott here in Chantilly. We had to be out by Thursday morning. We were followed by spies and provocateurs come to the bar, the restaurant, say, hey, are you planning to attack the State Department? We said, no, that's ridiculous. Then we found out the 2 people who shot YouTube videos at State Department business, like one of them's here right now with his wife, to their homes. We'll get Adam on after the break if you'd like. They were intimidating. They had provocateurs out here staging events today. When I was in there Wednesday night, they pulled a fire alarm. I had security guards walk up to me and say, you know, people pull fire alarms. They go to jail for that. I'm like, what are you talking about, fire alarms? And they said, don't videotape. So we went up to our room. Coast to Coast called. Right as they called to get me on, the alarm was pulled, went off. They evacuated everybody out of the building. That happened. It's just been absolutely incredible. And then from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and now Saturday evening, I've seen 200 people out here at once, on average about 50 or 60. There's probably been over 500 people here total over the last few days. People seem, you know, most of them in Virginia or Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. They come in. Some flew as far away from San Diego, Detroit, Canada. We have people here from everywhere. We've got We Are Change Los Angeles with Stuart. All these great people that are here, and it's just been so exciting. We've had Spooks in the Woods. We've had just you know, all sorts of stuff happening. It has been so amazing. to see all
you're
of
really getting it out, Alex, and that's great. You're getting it out to the world, and that's
I forgot.
What you need
to talked to Jim Tucker, George. I forgot to the crowd here and then the Genesis audience. Jim Tucker debriefed us. He just came in from his inside Bilderberg source.
Okay.
He has one of the Bilderberg minions. It's been a source for over a decade. And I don't want to say, but let's just say people inside. Multiple sources. We have the inside scoop on what the agenda is on two main issues. He's going to talk to the source again tomorrow. So, George, if you want, we can come back after break, and I can give everybody that exclusive right here, right now, live.
Okay. We can probably do that. Okay, we'll do it. Okay. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes, and we'll continue for just, you bet. Thank you, Alex. You're doing great out there. Give us those two main concepts and policies. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're preempting our normal programming tonight just for a few more minutes. We have a special report from Alex Jones, and Jim Tucker gave a special briefing earlier. Welcome back, Alex Jones.
Absolutely, George Butler. Appreciate the great job you're doing. I don't want to keep you from your next guest. Let me just briefly tell you, today at about 3 o'clock, Jim Tucker met with one of his sources, and his sources have always proven to be impeccable. What he's reported on has always been very, very accurate, whether it's on the price of oil, whether it's when a war is going to happen. We're out here in front of the Westfields Marriott right now reporting live from Bilderberg in the belly of the beast. And he just said two major points. We'll have reports on this on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the coming days. And, of course, on AmericanFreePress.net. But here's the issues. We know the first split in the Bilderberg group since 1954 was in 2002 when about 40% didn't want to attack Iraq. But it wasn't because they weren't warmongers. They wanted to attack Serbia. They wanted to attack Iraq the first time. It was because they believed it would turn the people against them and it would be too obvious to have a premeditated, unprovoked, aggressive war like the Nazis or the Soviets. And the split now is 50-50 or maybe even more against the war, but Secretary of Defense, and we saw Secret Service, Army Intelligence, others driving in big convoys of cars. We know that Madeleine Albright was here. We know Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, was here. We've gotten video and photos of all that. But Secretary of Defense Gates, and he is on the list as well, Robert Gates, he came here just like they met here in 2002 when his predecessor, Donald Rumsfeld, was Secretary of Defense, and they decided to not attack in 02, but in March of 03. He came in, gave a speech saying, we've got to attack Iran, gave the fake nuke info. People said that was pure bull. They said, look, you're going to screw up our new world order. It's too obvious to the population. And so there's a major split. The split that started 5 years and 4 months ago, almost 6 years ago because it was before the war started, is now not just a crack. It is a Grand Canyon-sized canyon here. And so all of this is happening. On the other issue, they've raised oil prices, as Bilderberg, and we said this 2 years ago, would do to $140 a barrel. And some Bilderbergs, it was a minority, about 20%, said this is going to destroy the economy so bad they're going to revolt. You're squeezing them. You're destroying the middle class too fast. We've got to do it slower. It isn't that they are good guys. They just want to kill us slower and kind of smother us quietly. They want to kill us with sleeping pills instead of a baseball bat. They want to do it very slowly and put us in the grave more surely, more of the Fabian socialist route instead of the more fascistic, overbearing route. And so those are two major breaking, first time ever, George Butler.
Oh, man,
right here
that's
on your
great.
Show.
So what, there's two factions, and one is a slow, incrementally boil the frog in the boiling water slowly, and the other one, they were too rash. This attack in Iraq was just too rash a thing to do, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and the dollar's devaluing, everything's falling apart. They're saying, look, if we raise the price of oil, we'll just get smaller cars. We want to rape them. We want the money. This is too much. We want to raise it to 120, 130, but you know, some of you want 200, and that's going to make them mad. So, George Butler, that's the bottom line. I know you've got to go. I'm going to get back to
okay,
what we're
Alex
doing here.
Jones, thank you very much for that special report, and we certainly appreciate what you're doing.
You bet, George.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Well, listening audience, you got a special report there from Chantilly, Virginia, outside of the Westfields Marriott, and that was Alex Jones, and he was there with his activists and protesters, and they were bringing us a lot of good information about the meeting of the Bilderberg Group, which is the most powerful group in the world that they meet annually, and it's a very secret meeting usually. Dr. Ross, welcome back to our program.
Hi.
Just had to do that. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
It took a little bit longer, but you're very patient, and we certainly appreciate
that very much. So when we were talking about earlier, we're talking about this trauma. It's a natural, it can occur naturally in the family by naturally abusive trauma to young children.
Yeah, naturally in the family.
Okay.
Or in the community or in the culture as a whole. So if you're looking all around the planet at what are the bad things that kids go through when they're growing up, here in North America, we're going to be talking mostly about child protective services type stuff that goes on inside the family with abuse and neglect and violence and so on. But if you look around the world, the picture is really going to be more natural disasters, horrible rates of diseases, epidemics, all that kind of thing.
So
here in North America, we tend to think trauma equals inside the family.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that there's like a micro trauma within the family, and then a macro like disasters and great catastrophes, like in Burma today, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, the amount of suffering, if you just tried to like add it up, if you could do it as an arithmetic thing, the total amount of suffering that's going on for children in Burma, so there's going to be some from child abuse, there's going to be some from child neglect, there'll be some from this, that, and the other. But it's going to be swamped out by, obviously, the natural disaster that's going on currently.
What amazes me is that the military junta, we've done some broadcasts from not within Burma, but we've had access to insiders and cell phone information by way of India. There's a Mazima News, and they were telling us a lot of why that military junta is, gosh, their policies are directly opposite of what they should be, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They're not interested in helping the people. They're interested in maintaining security and keeping the foreigners out, no matter how much help the population is.
That's it seems like to me, though, that nurtures and fuels a revolt more than they have already.
Well, that's the whole problem that fascist regimes always face throughout history, right? And eventually, it's going to break down, and no fascist dictator stays on top forever.
Have you, you know, psychopathic personalities, are they the individuals that seem to be driven to seek power to the top, driven to the top of these systems of political, military systems?
I don't know if putting psychiatric labels on those people really tells you all that much. I mean, they're clearly, you could call them psychopathic people. They just don't have any basic humanitarianism or empathy for other people. They trample over everybody to get money, power. So, I mean, you could, using psychiatric language and jargon and so on, you could say, oh, those people have psychopathic personality. But, so, it doesn't really lead to a solution or to doing anything different.
You know, this is not an easy thing dealing with the human mind, is it?
No, it's endlessly fascinating because it's far beyond the ability of anybody to understand.
And, you know, your site, I started digging down into there the last week or so, you know, and you have gotten into this on a level that I don't think I've seen anyone else reach.
Well, thanks. I wouldn't say I'm the only person on the planet, but what I've done really in understanding all this trauma and how it affects the human mind and how human minds cope with it, I've taken a bit from here and a bit from there and some observations here. I've really blended it together into this unified theory, this unified model that brings everything together, connects it all up, makes it make sense. And there's a whole lot of scientific predictions that come from it, and there's a method of therapy. So I've kind of organized it, pulled it together into a package, and boiled it down to something that's relatively easy to understand so a therapist can actually use it.
Here's a quote of someone that attended one of your conferences. I found him wonderfully enjoyable, but probably missed some of the more academic points as I was having too much fun.
Yeah, I present with a woman named Melissa. She's a very entertaining speaker. So I like to kind of keep it loose and not bore people to death so they're still awake at the end of the day.
In other words, with everything that you've done in your career, you still have a sense of humor, right?
Little tiny one, yeah.
But enough to keep you sane, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, without that, I'd be something.
I'm not psychoanalyzing anybody, doctor, okay? We'll be right back. Thank you very much. It's getting good now. Appreciate it.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's N-A-T-U-R-A-L-Y pure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. Naturallypure.com, your source for prostate health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. This is your host, George Butler. Welcome back, Dr. Colin Moss.
Hey, thanks.
I wanted to ask you, I saw something on your site here wanted to ask you about. It says here that you've done some aphorisms from poetry and fiction. Have you written some short stories and things?
I have five books that are just coming out all in a period of a month here.
Okay.
Through my own publishing company. three of them are collections of essays and creative nonfiction that I've been literally carrying around with me since late 60s. I've written in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So I've done a lot of creative writing, many different forms and styles.
Now, you said earlier that you had dropped out of high school for and had traveled extensively. Did you draw upon those experiences to put those into short stories or essays or anything?
Yeah. I believe that I'm a much better psychiatrist and actually a better-rounded human being because I dropped out of high school when I was living in England. My dad got transferred there. He worked for a Canadian oil company. And then I lived in England for a while. Then I lived in the Canadian Arctic, worked at various odd jobs up there, spent lots and lots of hours in the bush. And I was doing all kinds of different things there, reading widely in all kinds of different areas. But the core of what I was doing was studying my own states of consciousness, studying the energy fields in the bush in the Canadian Arctic and in Western England. And from that, I've developed, this is another book that will be coming out sometime in 2009, a whole new approach to how you can study human energy fields really scientifically, like hard mainstream for real science.
Really?
And I think that's going to actually be more interesting and a bigger contribution than the work I've done in psychiatry.
Well, there's been research breakthroughs down onto the DNA and to the atomic level and electromagnetic. Are we talking about a field theory or like a grand unification of reality?
In a way, but it's also more just kind of down to earth common sense. And it's a way of studying electromagnetic fields that I've come up with and really developing instrumentation and really focusing on energy fields inside people, energy fields in between people and the natural world, and in between people and people. So I think that when, you know, we talk about there's good energy in this room or there's good energy in this place or you know, I really like the energy here. Most
good
of the time
vibes, is that sort of a slang, vibes, and, or you've got good karma, things like that?
All that stuff. I think
yeah.
that is all actually got to do with the electromagnetic field, and that
okay.
if we develop the proper instrumentation and the proper science, we can turn all of these things into just a way of talking, from just a way of talking, kind of subjective, into for real science and medicine.
That's really,
and so all this writing that I was doing in the 60s, 70s, and 80s was kind of the experience, the subjective experience, thinking about it, putting it together, which now I'm trying to really unify together into a whole area of science.
You said some, yeah, boy, that is fascinating because so you even then when you were out of school or traveling or you gained some experience there that you're using now.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
When we're talking about memory, yeah, I know you have some essays about memory and so forth. Are there real memories and then sort of inventions of things we think happened, or is this where dissociation can come into play?
Well, dissociation, there's a ton of controversy about all of this in the field.
Okay.
Dissociation, basically, let me just give you a quick
Sure, go ahead. Our listeners are, you know, from babies to 80 or 90, right?
Yeah. Well, the babies might have a little trouble.
Right. Maybe our little wisdom, parcels of wisdom will help them, right?
I'll try.
Yeah.
So association is a term in psychology. It basically means the opposite of association. So when two things are associated, that means they're interacting, they're linked together, they're connected somehow.
Okay.
When two things are dissociated, that means they're disconnected, they're out of relationship with each other, they're not interacting. So just in the course of normal life, two things can be associated. That is, you know, you're looking at a poster of Marilyn Monroe, and you've got a good feeling. So your visual perception of Marilyn Monroe and your good feeling are associated together.
Okay.
Or you can be, you know, Vietnam vet is back home, and you're watching a movie about Vietnam, and you're totally numbed out. So your feelings about combat in Vietnam or disconnected or dissociated from the fact that you're watching a very graphic Vietnam War movie.
I see.
So any kind of thought, feeling, memory can be either connected to things it's normally going to be connected to, or can be disconnected and can be out of touch with it. And so the term for that in psychiatry and psychology is dissociation. So it's all about disconnecting from yourself because it's too painful to be connected to yourself.
Basically. I see. Is a fully integrated personality or psyche, is this where it's, you've got good, well-grounded associations?
Yeah, we use the term integration when we're treating people with multiple personality.
Okay.
They're dissociated a ton. So they've got thoughts here, feelings there, memories there, skills here, skills over there. Everything's kind of disconnected and housed in these separate packages that have different names and ages and take turns being in control of the body. The goal of treatment is called integration, which means blending the person all back together into one. And the idea of the healthy person is, you know, you can sometimes be acting more goofy or childlike. Sometimes you're more in your professional role. Sometimes you're sad. So we all have different social roles, different moods, different states of being. And if we're healthy, we can kind of flexibly move back and forth from one to another. If we're dissociated from ourselves, disconnected, not integrated, either part of us is shut down and we can't access at all, or we violently go back and forth from we're very, very happy to we're very, very sad. We do remember, we don't remember. We're having a flashback, we're not having a flashback. So being dissociated leads to what I call violent oscillations, like big switching back and forth from one state to another state to another state, not being fluid, controlled, flexible, adaptive. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, are impulsive people, would that be a characteristic of people like that?
Yeah. I have a way of talking about this a little bit more technical, a little bit more for a professional audience, but when you start looking at things in this way, you can tie together all kinds of different psychiatric disorders that are in separate sections of the diagnostic manual and have different treatment methods and so on. You can tie them all together into being basically variations of the same theme. So it's a way of unifying the treatment of a whole lot of different psychiatric mental health problems into one unified treatment plan.
So that's why you came back to this word trauma. Is that why?
Yeah, because trauma is one of the things that really drives dissociation.
So there has to be some traumatic event that set off something in the person. Is that sort of the thinking?
Nothing in the mental health field is 100% of the time.
Yes, I
know. Okay. Because life is just too complicated. And
sure.
It's not one answer for anything in life. But, you know, the bulk of the time, people who are really far, far into dissociative disorders and very disconnected from themselves, they basically have had a horrible childhood, tons of trauma. So in theory, you can have dissociation, like everybody has it to a little degree, because nobody's perfectly healthy. And in theory, you could have a dissociative disorder without trauma, but, you know, practically speaking, virtually all the time, it's related to trauma.
Well, I sort of had this pet theory that when we're born as a young child, we're as close to that real self as we'll ever be. And then our parents and our family and our society starts creating in us something called that, you know, some more of an abstraction. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Abstract itself, see?
I agree and disagree both.
Okay.
Let me explain that.
Yeah.
On one hand, I disagree with what you say. No argument at all. On the other hand, building an adult self is a project.
Okay.
So it's something, a healthy adult self who can function in the world, you don't have that the day you're born. So creating a unified self is really a project that we work at throughout our lives.
I see.
So it's kind of both. You're an intact human being. You're close to God. You have a spiritual essence, and that gets layered over and damaged. You get disconnected from it because of the sick society.
That song there is called "Live Little Candle." I wrote that song.
That's a good one.
And we're going to take a 6-minute break at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back and continue this conversation.
Okay.
And, gosh, Doctor, you really made some great contributions. So we're going to cut away here. We'll be right back at about 6 minutes after the hour. Thank you.